As the alarm kicks in for another day.
From the moment your feet hit the floor.
We've got all you need to know before heading out the front door.
Live from just around the corner.
To make the feel-good last.
This is Coastie for Breakfast.
G'day there, and thanks for joining us once again for the Coastie for Breakfast podcast. Some of the best of bits, maybe things you've missed. Well, you can catch up with us. Hey, guaranteed giggles and some great skits this week. Qantas have changed how we board the plane. They reckon it's going to revolutionise things and change our lives. I don't know about that.
We apologise for the 3-hour delay to your flight today, but you'll be happy to know our revolutionary new Qantas boarding system will ensure you are on the plane within the next hour, give or take. First, we'll be boarding the seat-kicking, screaming, germ-ridden children's section, followed by the stand-up as soon as the plane lands before coming to a complete stop section. Then, the self-entitled business and business wannabe section, but please ensure you're still talking loudly on your phone as you take your seat. The section for those who arrogantly recline their economy seat before takeoff, even though the flight is only 45 minutes, will be next. Followed by the take forever to put your luggage overhead only to realise you forgot to get something out of your bag which could have been taken out before boarding the flight, yet you don't give two shits about holding up everyone else from boarding. And the final call will be for any drunken bums still at the bar who have drunk themselves into oblivion just to get through the punish that is flying with Qantas today. Thank you!
Did you also hear about this? Kids can now go on a camp where they can learn to work at McDonald's. Yeah. Bagging up your chips. Making a burger or something. It does sound a little bit like slave labor or something, doesn't it? Anyway, this is a snapshot of what it's like.
Hey kiddies, come on down to Starving Max Training Camp, Fun Camp, the school holidays. Yeah! Witness the magic of what goes on in our kitchen. Yeah! Learn how to ignore customers standing in line at the front counter. Yeah! Acquire the skills to speak into the drive-thru intercom in a way that's impossible for the people in the car to hear. We'll then teach you how to completely balls up the customer's order. And just for our top students, master the art of drying the floor mop heads under the French fries heat lamp. Sure, some say we're exploiting child labour laws. We say we're investing in the future generations and setting them up for a life of minimum wage.
And this week, like most weeks, we caught up with the old guy from the retirement village. His name is Stancy Ubrey.
Hens love roosters, geese love ganders, everyone else loves...
Stancy Ubrey!
What?
Good morning, Stancy.
Yes, hello and good morning!
Good morning!
It's Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, Monday, yeah. Yep.
Okay, good. Oh, how was your weekend, did you know?
Good. Got out and about, did a few things, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Getting a little bit too cold to go skinny dipping, that's the problem.
Skinny
but
dipping?
Apart from that...
What? You go skinny dipping?
What?
What? Where?
Yes, I like to go down to the nerdy end of Cable Beach and get out the snorkel.
Get out the snorkel.
Oh,
right.
More wrinkles than a Sharpay on me.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that.
Listen, have you got time for a quick one?
Okay, yeah, quick one.
For you, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Sad news. Sad news. The guy that invented throat lozenges, he died on the weekend.
Really?
There was no coffin at the funeral. Throat lozenges.
Okay. Yep.
I think I need a throat lozenge.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yes. What? Goodbye.
Goodbye. And last but not least, we got to catch up with the absolute rip-snorting legend. His name is Troy Cassadaly, coming to Broome. Troy, welcome to the show, mate.
How's that?
That is good, mate. I tell you what, I'll even give you the radio ding and round of applause. There you go. Look at that. All right, well, let's have a chin wag, shall we? Hey?
Sounds great.
Look, you know, you've been doing this thing for so long. Where on earth do I start? Where does one begin at the very beginning?
Look, I think, look, the beginning aside, I just love getting up to the Kimberley. Haven't been there for quite a while, and I'm so looking forward to coming up and playing a few new songs, lots of old ones, and just really enjoying the first time I'm actually able to bring my wife this time, Coastie, which is great.
That's awesome.
So I won't be fishing. I won't be fishing off the jetty in Broome, and have everyone sort of going, oh, you know, I wish you were here, basically. I'm going to make sure she's there watching us pull something in.
Well, yeah, or you can wine and dine. I don't know. How long has it been since you've been in Broome?
Well, it's been probably, I'd say, 3 years now. So okay. it's been a while.
Right, here's the list. Papa Fuego, very nice. You've got Mr. Saigon. You've got DMK. You've got the Thai place. You've got the mangrove. Mate, we go all right for food here, you know.
Well, we'll be doing a round. We're up for a whole week. And we're staying local, and I reckon we'll be doing the rounds. So if I can take all those on board, is there a place I can find like all the restaurants listed? I suppose there is, isn't there?
Yeah, you're pretty much. Oh, if you just Google it, you'll get the list. But there's some new ones out there, some really good ones. Oh, by the way, if you do like a cheeky cocktail, there's a brand new cocktail bar here as well. We're very posh here in Broome now.
No, I'm liking it. I'm sure my wife will just love the experience of being up there and breathing in a bit of that beautiful air. And like I say, it's been years and years and years. I've been at it for 30 years now, where I'd always ring her from somewhere remote saying, oh, God, I wish you were here. This time she will be there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be lovely, you know. We can't wait to play.
And don't put too much expectations on that cocktail bar. It's basically a martini glass with an emu export in it. But anyway, you know, we try.
That's all right. We take a cocktail any way it comes.
Yeah. So the venue is the Rowie. It's at the Live at the Oasis, and it's between the Fires tour. Now, tell me all about this.
Well, the Between the Fires is the name of the record that's out at the moment. And I say record because it is a record of the last couple of years of what I've been up to. Lost my mum and dad just prior to COVID. Lost my mum in 22. So it was like a really emotional time to sit down and write a record. But we ended up recording the record at my late mum's house. And it was just one of those experiences, mate, I don't think I'll ever forget. And being able to share a few of those new songs with everyone up there, it'll be just beautiful.
Well, look, it is very special. If we go real deep into this, there was like a smoking ceremony and there was ashes given to band members. It was pretty full on.
Yes. Hey, where did you hear that? That's really good research, mate.
Do my research, well, mate. That's my best question. Well, that's all I've got. The rest is just downhill, you know.
No, well, we ended up, I smoked everyone as they walked through into the house. So I had my little fire that I'd been sitting at while I was writing the tunes. And when we were quite little kids, our grandfather would go and get a big bucket of water, put a whole bunch of leaves in there from this particular tree out there. And he'd put them on the fire on the coals and it would make beautiful smoke for everyone to walk through. It felt like it was a big cleanse. So we cleansed everyone as they walked in. And then I took ashes from that fire and sent little jars to each of the band members and the videography crew with a little tiny piece of a painting. And, Coastie, they've just received their full print of that painting. And they've got a little bit of a memory of what we did there. But I think they always thought it was going to be special, but I think they all felt like they'd left a piece of their heart there as well.
Yeah. I mean, in my memory, there's only one other band that I've heard of most of the time, even before performances, having a smoking ceremony, but that was Snoop Dogg. But that's completely different, isn't it?
that's a different one. Willie Nelson also has a smoking ceremony. And I've been to one of those, and you don't come out the same.
No, you certainly... You certainly don't. Hey, listen, I've got a question that I've wanted to ask you for about 10 years or so. I think it's about 10 years back, right? You know, all I need is a simple no or yes, but look, I swear that about 10 or something years ago, I was at the V8s on the Gold Coast. I looked to my left and I swear I saw you there. And then I just turned to my mate and went, I think that's Troy Cassadaly. And then my life went on. But...
Mate, you'd be right.
Yeah, good. Okay.
I love my V8s.
Yep.
Love them. And I've got an EH Holden at the moment sitting in our garage with a 253 in it.
Nice.
And it's been a dream car that since I was a kid could never afford it, never had any money.
Yeah.
But I get to the COVID stage and I started selling off gear that I'd hoarded. I became a bit of a hoarder over the last 30 years. And I thought, what I'm going to do is sell some old bits and pieces and put it into the car.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I did, mate. The joy that a V8 and vehicles bring me is something that, you know, you just really connect to since you're a child.
Yeah.
So, yes, it was me, mate. Short
That's good.
Answer. Sorry, I blabbered on that.
No. Because it's just like, it's about 10 years ago, and it's like, I just always wondered, and I said to him, and then for the rest of your day, you and your mate are like, I think it was. I don't know. What would he be doing here?
Is that him? Yeah. No, well, so I'm a big car fan.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was definitely me. And like I say, when we get over there, I won't be bringing my normal band. I'm actually looking forward to catching up with some Pigram brothers.
Oh, great.
And we're going to be collecting some amazing players from around the area to sit and have a jam. It's going to be more like a family jam than anything. And that's probably half of the reason I'm going to really be excited about it, Coastie.
Look, it's going to be good to have a new album, but for fans, do you feel sometimes you get trapped in their favourites? You know, you're trying to get the new stuff and you're playing and they're like, oh, play this one. Oh, play this one. You're like, yeah, okay. I mean, Do you kind of feel like, guys, I mean, I've played that one for the last 20 years.
Well, you know, the good thing is, if we get a scream out of we want to hear something, we have the ability with our band to be able to basically just play a part of it anyway.
Yeah.
So I'll just start it and the band just dribbles in because we've played most of these tunes a million times before.
Yep.
But I don't mind going that direction because, you know, sometimes it may not be in the set, but even if you play half of the song, Coastie, to me it's worth just throwing it in for a good measure, and you got another happy person to walk out of the place, you know?
Yeah. So there's one, because like I've been doing the radio thing here for only 3 years, but you learn a few things when you go to a gig. Boy, they go nuts for that song, There's Good Light in Broome. They go crazy for that song.
And so they should, because, I mean, Neil Murray, who wrote that tune, is an absolute legend, and he's been a hero of mine for a long, long time. And Good Light in Broome, it's such a catchy song.
Yeah, yeah.
Such a catchy song.
And do you want to know the other one? This is the guaranteed, and I reckon they might throw things if you only play half of this or a couple of chords of it, is somehow, and I don't know how this town, and like live gigs, people that know, if you're in the know, they play it. I think it's Derek Rucker's Rock Me Mama Like a Wagon Wheel. Rock Me Mama
Wagon
Like
Wheel. Oh, yeah.
They go crazy in this town for that song, any venue, any place, any time played. I swear.
Oh, it's amazing. Look, I'm glad I'm going to be able to make it up for the Boab Festival. And I believe the fellow that runs the festival up there was going to retire last year. But when he heard that I was coming, he stayed on for another year.
Oh, wow.
And I want to say thank you. Thank you very much. And for the Rowie for putting me on.
Yeah.
We are going to have such a lot of fun. My wife sings as well. She may even sit up and have a couple of wines and fit into the program as well, which is always a great time. And we want to make it feel like you've come along to a family affair. So bring what you need to bring along, you know, your friends and that. But we'll be sitting around having a really, really good old sing-song.
Yeah.
And we've got some incredible friendships that have been going on for well over 30 years as well with some of my friends up there in Derby and in Broome. So I simply can't wait, Kirsty.
I tell you what, though, you'd have a lot to pick from, but in 30 years, do you have one of your favourite horror tour stories where maybe it all just went wrong or something happened or, you know?
Yeah, look, when I was in my 30s, I suppose, I used to just, you know, run on stage to this particular song. And I've gone to run on stage with the guitar and everything, and there was a lighting machine above us that had dripped out a bit of oil.
No.
And my front foot hit that oil, and over I went. And I'm talking like I went over, and I went over good.
Yep.
And I just recovered enough to sort of get back up, and I was laughing so hard, and so was the crowd, by the way.
Yeah.
They were all a bit worried. But when you're 30 and you fall, people laugh. But when you're 50 and you fall, people go, ooh, you were right, you know.
Yeah.
But it was, mate, I went down like a free drink on stage. And it all went wrong. But when I got to my feet and got over my laughter, we could start the first song. But it was one of the funniest things I've ever had happen.
Wow. It does, doesn't it? It just does.
It does.
But, I mean, over 30 years, there's got to be a couple, yeah. Wow.
There's way more that I can't mention on air, but
well,
but you know, the thing is, you know, when you talk about stalkers, you've got to make sure you got your legal letter ready.
Yeah, that's right. Well, listen, we're wishing you the best and a completely seamless gig. When you hit the Rowie stage, it's the 29th of June. It is the In Between the Fires tour, and it's live at the Oasis Bar, 7 p.m. it is. Now, for people, because you've got to learn the songs before you want to sing along, they can find your album. Is it on iTunes?
Our albums, mate, are everywhere. They're on Spotify, they're on Apple Music, they're on iTunes, everywhere. Go and download a couple of lists of songs, and or even play that. This is Troy Cassidale, whatever you get on.
Yep.
And it'll give you a good indication. We're both playing some things from Waylon Jennings and that as well. We're not afraid to play a couple of covers. I've got a couple of Slim songs in there as well. Just really good feeling things that gets people to enjoy themselves. And that's what we're there for other people's enjoyment and our own as well. And we can't wait.
That is fantastic, mate. Well, get your tickets. Don't miss out. Don't be one of those brilliant people that hears about it the Sunday after going, I should have gone. Grab your tickets ASAP. Don't miss out, right?
We can't wait. I can't wait to go fishing. I can't wait to catch up with friends. I've got a whole week in Broome. So I'll tell you what, people will see myself and my wife walking around. So put your request in for the weekend, folks.
And so people don't have 10 years of wondering whether it was you. If anyone stares at you in the street, go, yes, it's me. I'm Troy Cassidale. So they'll never have to wonder.
You know, Coasty, you can always tap me on the shoulder and say, listen, is your name Troy? Feel free. Yeah. I don't bite, okay?
No worries, mate. Wonderful for joining us on the show. And we can't wait to see you in town. And, mate, really good talking to you, okay?
You too, mate. Can't wait to catch up with everyone up there.
Coasty for breakfast. 102.9 Triple M, Broome.